I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Chinese government warns it'll crack down on protesters. People continue to rally against harsh COVID-19 regulations in major cities throughout the country. Jason Wolford with Mission Cry says
they're threatening that if you're caught doing this, that they can just arrest you. And also, even in conversations that we have, whether it be through social media outlets or other apps where we have conversations with our people on the ground there, we have to speak in code as it relates to some of these things because they're 100% listening to conversations.
Amid threats of shutting down or limiting the internet, Wolford says hard copy Bibles are becoming more important than ever. Mission Cry recently sent a container full of repurposed Bibles and Christian books to Hong Kong. Pray for the partners as they get distributed throughout China. And World Missionary Press celebrates a new ministry partner in Kenya. Now, we're not naming the partner for security purposes, but WMP's Helen Williams says they work in a desperate environment.
Life expectancy in that group is 30 years of age. 90% of children dying before their fifth birthday. There's HIV, 50% unemployment. Electricity is scarce, open sewers. Average home measures 12 feet by 12 feet and accommodates 8 people.
Some people might call the people who live here a waste of life. But World Missionary Press partners see this community and its people as their calling.
It's filled with people who want nothing more than to be respected.
Believers offer humanitarian aid and services to people throughout the slum. Scripture booklets from WMP introduce the gospel message.
They're doing work in a hard place and meeting all kinds of needs, but they need the literature to go along with it.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.